Okay, folks, we're back, or at least I'm back. I don't know if Olaf has rejoined us.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. The fact is, on my email list for your information, pretty much I put out current events and news about things that are taking place that affects our value in this nation. I stay away from the religious points largely, but I do include information from Olaf and others. Somebody asked me to talk about what I include on that. I talk about Gitmo, I talk about Iraq, Iran, and trying to figure out what the heck all this stuff means and how it affects us, because it does affect us as a nation. I think personally this nation is going down the tubes unless people of God stand up, unless people of truth tell the truth. The analyzing and stuff is all futile, because if we don't deal with this in a realistic way, we're going to be in big trouble. Big trouble. So anyways, you were talking about comets and anomalies
of
such
Holmes.
A nature. I'd like to continue
Comet
on
Holmes
that.
Started out in the sign of Aries, the Lamb, which obviously relates to the Lamb of God at Passover when the sun is in roughly that part of the sky. And Comet Holmes started there, or came out of that part of the sky, came up to Perseus, went directly underneath the throat of the Medusa's head, or the Satan's head. It's called different things, but it's the same group of stars in the sky, as if slicing off the head from the Gorgon's body, if you will, then swept around his waist area. Actually, to be precise, it swept through his groin area. And out above his knee, which his leg is kind of lifted in the air, and at that point is where it exploded, became a million times brighter. Then it circled back over through his heart area and is headed back down through his shield and is going to hit the head of Satan from above. It's actually going to come right down onto the top of the head of Satan. It's going to go right through the star Algol, which is the brightest star in the head of Satan, or the head of the Medusa, if you will, and is going to actually eclipse that star, which is very unusual, but it's going to happen because it's exploded. If it hadn't exploded, it would have been close to it, but the explosion actually is going to cover kind of a large area around the forehead of this asterism, the Medusa's head, or head of Satan, in the head of Perseus, or if you will, Peretz, the Messiah. And it's then going to continue down through the side of the head and out, eventually arriving at Auriga, the shepherd. And again, the shepherd of the sheep is another metaphor for Christ. And you can see it starts with the lamb and ends up with the shepherd. And it starts with the sacrificial lamb and ends up with the shepherd who herds the millennial sheep, if you will, into his fold for protection. And in the between the two, you have this Perseus warrior slicing off the head of the Medusa, which is one of the three heads of the Gorgon. And the Gorgon was this three-headed evil monster. Well, think about it this way. You've got three heads. You've got the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. You've got this idea of a satanic trinity. And so it's very interesting that even the pagans had some notion here of this concept. And he's slicing off one of these heads here, which was said to be the mortal head, which I take it to mean, since it's associated with the Medusa, in my interpretation is that the false prophet is actually a woman, or is symbolically, if you will, a female in the triumvirate there. And I associate her with Babylon the Great and Lilith. But that's a complex subject to get into here.
All right, folks, well, we'll be back in just a couple minutes here on the Product News. Bill Brumbaugh and Olaf Hagen.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Okay, friends, despite the fact Olaf's making suggestions to get me to freeze to death here, I'm joking, Olaf. The fact is, go ahead, my friend, continue on.
Well, what I'm trying to depict here is a comet that is behaving, Comet Holmes 17P. I think I've called it 17B on occasion, but it's P as in ball, not B as in boy. 17P, which simply designates that a guy named Holmes, an astronomer, had discovered this comet, I guess, and I'm not sure what the 17 refers to here, to be honest with you. I'm not going to stick my neck out and guess on this one, but that designates something about the year and the number of comets that the guy has discovered. But he was apparently noted the reappearance of this in May of this year. And it starts out at that time of the year, it was in apparently Aries, the Lamb. So it ends up in the Shepherd, and in the middle, it's in the sign of this warrior, Peretz, the breaker, the divider, the one who breaks forth, the one who emerges, if you will. And so the symbolism of this is pretty clear. Now, if we go back to Comet Hale-Bopp, it is crossing Rosh Chatan, which is in this same sign, this terribly tiny little part of the heavens, this tiny little sign inside of another sign. You know, Perseus is one of the 48 signs of the heavens, you know, that Ptolemy had outlined in his atlas back in the 2nd century. And here we have just a subset of that size. So this is a tiny little part of the heavens. Probably your thumb, if you held it up to the sky, would cover all of these stars in the side of the Medusa. It's just a tiny little section of the sky. And here is Comet Holmes. It has exploded to the point now where it's expanded to a size larger than the Sun. It's about 1 million miles in diameter at this point, which makes it the largest object now in our entire solar system. And it has swept through the side of Perseus like the sword of Perseus, sweeping underneath and cutting off the head of the Medusa, and then sweeping around and hitting that head on the top, on the forehead, technically, where the star Al Ghul is located. Now, I didn't say Al Gore. I said Al Ghul, A-L-G-O-L.
Is there a difference? I'm joking.
That's actually short for Al Ghul, meaning the ghoul. Now, the ghoul is something that eats flesh, eats human flesh, typically dead human flesh. And it's interesting that the ghoul is one of the ancient names of Lilith. Now, I mentioned that there are these three beings, Lilith, the Antichrist, and Satan, or if you will, the false prophetess, the beast, and the dragon, in my interpretation. I know everybody else has a different interpretation, but that's just me. And I go into that on my MP3 CDs if you want all the background on it. But the point is that this particular comet is carrying literally a ton of symbolism as it's sweeping through the heavens and hitting the head of Satan on the forehead here, literally at this star called Al Ghul. Now, Al Ghul is a variable star. This comet has varied dramatically.
Now, what do you mean by a variable star?
It changes its brightness.
Okay.
It gets bright, and then it gets dull again. We don't know if that's probably because it has a secret companion. If you will, it's possessed by an unseen companion, an invisible companion, which causes it to be unstable. And if you think about it, that's a beautiful symbol of kind of like somebody who is unstable and does not keep their word, is inconstant, whereas God says, I am Yahweh, I change not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God is constant and unchanging. He's reliable. His word is sure and true, whereas evil is portrayed as something that's unsure, unstable, unpredictable, and untrue, whereas God is the God of prophecy who sees the end from the beginning. I am Yahweh, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and so forth, as he says in Isaiah. So there's this idea here that there's a contrast between that which is variable and that which is constant, that which changes and that which does not change. I mentioned the star that is in the mouth of, or I'm not sure if I did before the show or when I was talking with you or not, but anyway, there is a star in the mouth of Scorpio, which is the sign of death by tradition, the scorpion that stings. And this is the, death, where's thy sting, Paul says in one of his epistles, speaking of Scorpio. Well, the scorpion holds you in its claws, which is the sign of Libra, and it stings you with his stinger, which is back next to Sagittarius, but his stinger is located approximately where the black hole at the heart of the Milky Way galaxy is located. What an amazing symbol that death is symbolized by the center of our entire galaxy of 400 billion stars. Again, the symbolism of all of these things is just astonishing. And then that spot there where the mouth of the scorpion is, because, you know, once he stings you, he then eats you. Well, that spot there is, there's a star there, and that's flared up, and that's another variable star. And it's 407 light years away. Now, 407 years away at the speed of light, but a year is how long it takes the Earth to go around the Sun. So the relationship is directly to the Earth and the speed of light. Okay, that's what a light year is. 407 is interesting because that's the numerical value of the word mark in the book of Genesis chapter 4 when it says God put mark on the forehead or on cocaine, and it's usually understood by everybody to be on his forehead. That mark is Aleph Vav Tav in Hebrew, and that's the numerical value of 407. So 407 is the mark on his forehead, if you will. And if you look at the scorpion, you could say that's his mouth, but if you ever look at a scorpion, his forehead is right above his mouth. And so the symbolism here is not only does it represent the jaws of death, it also represents his forehead. And again, the part that's going to be crushed by, if you will, the foot of the Messiah. So look at this symbolism here. There was another comet, another naked eye comet, 1 year before Comet Holmes. And last year at this time, in December, guess where it was located? That's right. It was crossing through that very spot where that variable star, 407 light years away on the forehead of the scorpion, was located, Comet McNaught. So if you think this is all coincidence, even Richard C. Hoagland, who's certainly not, a big Christian prophecy guy or anything, he looked at this and he said, this is impossible, he says. This couldn't have happened by chance. So he concluded that there must be some secret black ops space program conducted by the United States that's going out and manipulating comets to make them cross these spots in the sky on exactly these days. Because he says the odds against this happening are like trillions to one or something, and it just couldn't have happened by chance. Of course, if there were a God who controls the heavens and who promised that he would give us signs and the stars and the sun and the moon and so forth, then I don't think it would be so far-fetched. He had to postulate that there must be some black ops program manipulating the paths of comets. Of course, the only people paying attention to this at the moment seem to be Bob Wadsworth and Melissa and myself and you and a few others. So I'm not sure that they did all of this just for our benefit, Bill.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's also unlikely. We have no idea what mechanism they would have used to control comets that take thousands of years to travel through the heavens. That seems very unlikely. I think that these things... And certainly, how are they going to control that Hale-Bopp and Hyakutake both came out of Argo the Ark and then made a big X across the forehead of the Medusa, crossing on the same date, April 11th, a year apart, and then now we have Comet Holmes coming down from the top through the forehead of the Medusa, creating a six-pointed star, again, a kind of a symbol of the House of David, the Mogan David, as it's called, that six-pointed star on the forehead of the Medusa. Yet another indication that this is Peretz, the descendants of the Messiah, so to speak, hitting the forehead of Satan's head. There's absolutely amazing symbolism here, and then going off to the side of the shepherd. You couldn't have asked for something more dramatic. And again, the connection with the Shroud of Turin, we'll get into in a moment here. That's an amazing thing in itself, as we explained why the Shroud of Turin 10.5 years earlier ties into all of this directly, and what it is that's staring us right in the face and has for over 600 years since the Shroud of Turin was first publicly displayed about a century before Leonardo. I mentioned that for reasons that some people will understand.
All right, well, it's like I know we've got a break coming up here in a moment. People, my email address to get on my subscription list is very simple. Bill@proactivenews.com. Just write the words in there, subscribe. I'll give you a temporary 2-week subscription because it's like people are just not ponying up to the $5 a month, the outrageous price I charge them, for about 20 great news stories a day. So.
It's a wonderful news service, and I hope everybody will subscribe to it and give Bill that small amount of money for that incredible news service he offers.
It's like, the other thing is, I may change it and create an additional list dealing with religious issues, too. So we will be back in a minute, though. Bill Brombaugh, Olaf Hagee, bringing you the Proactive News.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're going to take a quick call and question. John from Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
It wasn't as much a question as it was a comment for your guest.
Sure.
This is excellent. This is something that I've been looking at for a couple of years. And I would like to ask him, though, if he knows Tom Horn, if he and Tom Horn have had any communication.
I've heard Tom Horn on the radio, the Aramon Gate and so forth, you're referring to. That's a novel, by the way.
Yes. Have you read his new book yet?
No, he sent me, a couple of his things, but I haven't made a big investigation of that. People have got to understand, I do my research primarily in the primary source information, and I'm not much of a follower of other people's stuff.
Right.
Ernest Martin was one of the few people that I spent much time studying his material. But even there, you know, I would find errors as I studied the primary sources.
Well, I think you're very accurate, and I would like to make a comment on what one of the previous callers had said was basically, you know, you talked about the comet hitting Jupiter. Wouldn't it be amazing? NASA is actually hoping that this asteroid strikes Mars. Would it not? Pardon me?
I think that might happen.
Would it not be amazing if all the places on Mars that it could hit, that it would hit the face on Cydonia to actually bruise the head?
That would be really interesting, especially if you hit the top part of the face.
You know, that it would bruise the head. And who knows what it might unleash as far as end time prophecy. Like her, I love this stuff. This is, you know, I told Kurt, the screener, that we have a book. It's a program. It's called the Bible. It tells us what's going to happen. And we see this, not a play, but we see this in the heavens. We see these things being portrayed and played out if we'll just take the time to look. You know, the heavens declare his glory. He's put the story of creation and salvation in the sun, the moon, and the stars. It is absolutely amazing to me that we see these things happening, and yet the world goes on its merry way. For those that don't believe it,
very interesting word too.
Ask yourself,
yeah.
Why on earth would be?
Well, thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, John. John made a good point there. I should have thought of that myself because I had worked with Hoagland and did about 30 or 40 radio shows with him. I think that's a real good point.
Richard's going to freak out if that thing hits the face of Mars and destroys it, though, before
yeah.
We get some good pictures of it close up.
Anyways, let's continue on with the comments.
Yeah. Now, what I want to get at here is that the Hale-Bopp comet crossed this spot on April 11th of 1997, and we had the Shroud of Turin almost burned. But somebody called up beforehand in order to get the shroud out of the church before the fire. Now, obviously, somebody was orchestrating what was going on there, and they must have known that this was happening in the heavens above at the same time. So, at least it was such a widely publicized event, they certainly knew the comet was in the sky. Well, if you look at the Shroud of Turin, look at the forehead of Jesus. And if you look at the forehead of Jesus, you will notice a large round wound on his forehead. There actually is a circular impression there. I believe that is a mallet wound. A mallet wound that struck him in the forehead, just like the lambs are struck in the forehead with a mallet when they're sacrificed for the Passover. He is called the Lamb of God. Comes out of Aries, this comet does. It circles Perseus, hits the forehead of the Medusa, and then goes on to the shepherd's side. That's a very interesting combination. And I think that the fact is that Comet Holmes here is telling us the same story. We had our attention drawn to the Shroud of Turin. Whoever set that fire didn't want to burn it. They wanted to save it. Somebody was trying to get the shroud out of the, or whoever made the phone call, I should say, they wanted to get the shroud out of the Turin Chapel before the fire. Now, we don't know who set the fire. Could have been some terrorist organization. We don't know. A lot of mafia guys were very upset at the church back at that time and were setting fires in churches and things all around Italy. So it may be that that was connected to it. But somebody found out they wanted to save the shroud itself from being damaged, and so they called ahead of time. But the fact is, when you look at the forehead of Jesus on that shroud, there is a mallet wound there on his forehead. Now, you may say, well, why Jesus? And the answer is because he was made sin for us, it says in the scriptures. He was dying in the place of sinners. He was taking the place of sinners. And who do we go back to in the beginning? Adam and Cain and the first sinners, the first murderer, Cain, and the mark on his forehead. This is symbolic, really, of the fact that Christ, in fact, did die for sinners. People like to say, well, God was being crucified. No, you're not understanding the way this works. He was taking our place. He was taking our place from Cain on down. And the fact that he's hit in the head with that mallet is symbolic of that. That he was having mercy even on Cain all the way on down. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody accepts what's done for them, but it certainly indicates that God's salvation is universal when he says that he died for the sins of the whole world, has reconciled all things in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth by the blood of his cross. Those statements are not partial. They're not just for Christians. They're for everybody. But not everybody receives the gift that is given to them.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, Olaf, I know we got delayed a bit. Let's continue on. Go ahead.
All right, so what I'm trying to show here is the symbolism of all of this, and now I want to talk about the timing of it. Just look at the amazing timing here. Exactly 1 year apart for Hale-Bopp and Hyakutake on that date, and a year apart for Comet McNaught in the mouth of the scorpion or the forehead of the scorpion, and Comet Holmes hitting ultimately here Al Ghul, the Gore, the Ghul. You forget Al Gore here. Got to get it off my mind. Stop thinking about him. Al Ghul, the Ghul. The forehead of the head of Satan in the same place here in the heavens. So we have this constant reference to the same spot here, the forehead, the forehead, the forehead. And then John from Tennessee pointed out that it's possible that this asteroid may hit the face on Mars, perhaps even the forehead of the face on Mars. We don't know. I mean, if it hits anywhere on Mars, that would be amazing in itself. And the timing here is interesting. If you look at the original April 11th, 1997 X mark, if you will, over the Medusa, you count ahead 10 and a half years, you come to October of 2007, which is when Comet Holmes exploded and became a million times brighter as it was circling the body of Perseus and headed down onto the head of the Medusa in the hand of Perseus. So there's a 10.5 years period there. Now, that's not an accidental time frame. 3.5 years is half of 7. 3.5 plus 7 is 10.5 years. So three 3.5 year periods is the period between Comet Hale-Bopp and the Turin Shroud almost burning to the explosion of Comet Holmes as it was arcing around to come down on the head of Al Ghul in the head of Satan in the hand of Perseus. So we're looking here at a 3.5, 3.5, 3.5 cycle, if you will, totaling up to 10.5 years. In fact, if you go back to the first century, the time from Paul's shipwreck in the autumn of the year 60 AD, all the way up to the destruction of the temple in the spring of 71. Now, I know that doesn't sound right to a lot of people, but the temple building fire occurred in the late summer of 70, but they housed 40,000 prisoners of war inside the temple building during the winter of 70-71, and then they had those 40,000 prisoners tear down the stones in the spring of 71. So it was 10.5 years between those events, if you follow me. So this is not the first time this has shown up as a cycle in the biblical arena, so to speak. So now if you look at this, in the book of Revelation, there are four of these 3.5 year periods mentioned. 42 months, 1260 days, 3.5 years, a time, times, and half a time. And one of these is mentioned in the context of Revelation 12, which is talking about what? War in the heavens between Satan and his angels and Michael and his angels. So what in the world is that about? It talks about the days of Satan being, or his time is shortened, it says. It talks about the sign of this woman in heaven and the dragon about to devour her child, obviously referring to Draco and Virgo. Or at least Ernest Martin and I thought so. And so there is this symbolism of something going on in the heavens here. And it relates it to the birth of Jesus. We can see that there. She brings forth a child, and then it's caught up into the heavens. There's the ascension of Jesus. And then comes this war after the ascension of Jesus, some war in the heavens. And that so shows Christians watching this war in the heavens. And it says then that the a woman is goes out in the wilderness for a time and times and half a time. And there's this idea, therefore, that there's some 3.5 year period that is involved after this war in the heavens begins. Well, what is a war? Usually it's when somebody hits you with something, a bullet, an arrow, an axe, a sword. You following me so far here?
Something that hits causes
you
where? Bodily
well, they're trying to attack you in your most vulnerable, mortal place, which would probably be your heart or your head. And I suggest to you that a war in the heavens here might be initiated or launched, so to speak, by this asteroid if it should hit Mars on January 30th. And here we have this whole series of comet signs that are unfolding at what Richard Hoagland would probably call impossible odds, right before our eyes, right before our naked eyes, even if you don't have a telescope, in the heavens above as we speak. So you can look up tonight if you have a clear sky, if you can find Perseus. Look for the Pleiades and look to the upper left, higher in the sky from the Pleiades, if you know what the Pleiades looks like, it's a little fuzzy little cluster of tiny little stars there. And look to the upper left there, and that should be Perseus up there above it, high in the sky. It's interesting that this is at the height of the heavens right now, yet another very amazing situation. I mean, it could have been anywhere in the sky, but it's right directly overhead. And then all of this is unfolding in a context which suggests to us the possibility of a fourth 3.5 year period yet to come. If we look 3.5 years into the future here, We come out in the spring-summer period of 2011. And I suggest to you we should be looking for that period to see if there is yet another flurry of events in the heavens that might bring about some further, if you will, cosmic upheavals. What is the symbolism showing us? It's showing us something possibly hitting Mars. It's showing something hitting Satan in the head. And, of course, all cultures believe that Mars was an evil planet. They all associated it with war and violence and death and suffering. The color red has always been associated with evil. And you can see, by the way, Mars looks distinctly reddish right now in the sky when you look at it.
Absolutely.
And you can see it not too long after sunset in the eastern horizon. If you look, it's that bright orangish object in the eastern sky. Get out a pair of binoculars and you'll actually see the disk of Mars. With a telescope, you may even see the snow cap on one of the poles of Mars. And by the way, the snow cap on the north pole of Mars is very probably a giant impact crater from a very large object, probably larger than an asteroid or a comet. Something
we
like
talked
a
about
that
years ago.
Object.
I think we had settled on Mercury, wasn't it?
Well, I think that was where Mercury hit it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to point out that there are objects bigger than asteroids and comets out there beyond Pluto, although not all of them. Pluto itself is a Kuiper Belt object. It's got three moons. Pluto and its three moons and several other objects are now known to cross within the orbit of Neptune, and we now believe that many of the moons of the outer planets are captured Kuiper Belt objects, which means that these very large moon-sized objects come into our solar system on a periodic basis and have done so since the beginnings of the solar system. And it's not out of the question that not just a little asteroid like this, but a larger moon-sized object could enter into the solar system and hit a planet like Mars. Mars has clearly suffered gigantic impacts in the past. The Hellas Basin in the southern hemisphere of Mars was caused by an object at least 100 miles in diameter, maybe larger. The crater underneath the northern ice cap may have been caused by something even bigger than that, perhaps, as I suggest, by the planet Mercury hitting it in Velikovsky and epics in the past, in the days of Isaiah and Hezekiah. But regardless of what caused it, it was obviously a huge impact. There are big impacts all over the place. Take a look at the Earth for a moment. You see a very large circular area in the Hudson's Bay region of Canada. Something very large and very round hit us there. If you will look at the Gulf of Mexico and take a really good look at it, you'll see it's a very large circular depression. There are indications that some very big objects have hit the Earth and have hit Mars and certainly have hit Mercury. It has a crater as big as half the planet. So we now know, and the moon as well, by the way, has a very large impact area from a massive impact that has hit the moon along the edge of the moon's rim. So very large objects do hit the objects in the inner solar system. If something were to hit Mars, say 3.5 years from now, big enough to move it out of its orbit, or actually it doesn't even have to move it anywhere. All it has to do is slow it down. If it hits it head on, the way a comet or perhaps a Kuiper Belt object could do, as opposed to asteroids, which generally move in the same direction as Mars moves, and therefore can't really slow it down much, if it were to hit it head on, in the forehead, so to speak, if it were to hit it like that, it would take away angular momentum in its orbit. It would slow it down, and Mars would then, if it slowed down, begin to fall in toward the sun. But to do that, it has to pass the Earth first. And if it does, then what we would see is Mars getting bigger and bigger in the sky. It would, at the distance of the moon, it would be 4 times larger than the moon. It would be a massive object in the heavens. And as it passed the moon, it could throw it out of its orbit, which would change the length of the month.
It could come close enough to the Earth if it got anywhere near the moon's distance, which is 250,000 miles away.
Not that far.
Even at the distance of 1,000,000 miles away, Mars would raise gigantic tides on the Earth. If it got as close as the moon gets, 250,000 miles away, it would raise titanic tidal waves across the surface of the Earth. Anybody living near the seacoast or at low elevation should be concerned about something like that. And you know, the nations of the world would be in fear because of the rising and falling of the seas if that were to happen. Men's hearts would be failing them. People would be having heart attacks in anticipation of what was coming upon the Earth. But as it says in the book of Luke, for example, in the Greek text there, it says, literally, men's hearts failing them for Phobos coming upon the Earth. Phobos is the larger of the two moons of Mars. So if Mars were to come by the Earth, its moons would also. It would drag its moons gravitationally by the Earth. We would see the eruption of the Olympus Mons volcano. We would see all of that happening in our skies, just above the Earth, so to speak. And the Earth's gravity and Mars gravity would draw them closer together until eventually the two objects would be so close that Mars, having been fractured by this Kuiper Belt object, would begin to fall apart and would essentially just tear to pieces as it came by the Earth. Some of that debris falling upon the Earth in the form of ashes and other dust and so forth, but the bulk of it probably being drawn down into the sun and eventually being destroyed. There are some amazing prophecies about the planet Mars in the Bible, and I've discussed those on my CDs that we have available at thetimequest.com. I don't have time to get into that here. I was going to hope that we had more time to talk about it, but you can get the rest of the details there. I have a little bit on the website, too, in an article. But this is a massive subject. As you can see, it covers an awful lot of different material. The bottom line here is that there is a prophecy in Ezekiel 28 about the king of Tyre, which Tyre was an ancient name for Mars. And it talks about this king of Mars, in other words. And it says here that his throne and he are going to be destroyed. Fire is going to come out of the midst of it. Ash is going to rain down on the earth in the sight of men, and it would be no more forever. And if that's his kingdom, then you go to Revelation 12, and it talks about Satan's throne and his being in heaven. And it says that his place in heaven, he and his angels, their place would be no more, would be destroyed, in other words. So they have a place in heaven. It's going to be destroyed in some sort of heavenly war. And I believe that God fights these wars, if you will, with comets and asteroids and meteors and Kuiper Belt objects and so forth, that he has set in motion for thousands of years. Having seen the end from the beginning, he's got this plan. He's going to punish Mars, if you will, for the evils that it has brought upon the Earth. Not only in times past, in the days of Hezekiah and Isaiah and so forth, but even in our own time here, as men have lusted after Mars as a place of escape and so forth, and thought about it as a way to terraform another planet and, if you will, play God with the heavens. So we have an awful lot of things that are going on out there. I don't think that this is by chance. I don't think that God plays dice with the universe, as Einstein used to say. Einstein said that God does not play dice with the universe, to make that clear there for those who don't know the quote. And I agree with Einstein on that. I think that he knows what he's doing. There's nothing that happens by chance. I've noted combinations like the supernova that went off in 1054 at the same time that the Eastern and Western churches split apart. Nothing happens if God's not taking note of it. When the siege of Jerusalem began, the comet, Halley's Comet, was in the sky like a sword hanging over the city. It's mentioned in Josephus. There's nothing that happens by chance that God doesn't take note of it. And if you know what he's doing, you can understand the signs that he says are in the heavens, the signs of the sun and the moon and the stars,
distress of the earth, the rising and falling of the seas from the gravitational effect of a large object coming by the earth, and phobos, fear, coming upon the earth and men dying of heart attacks in anticipation of it.
I know the type of things you're talking about seem fantastic, but they're simple science. They really are. But God understood the science and set all that in motion millennia ago, because these are not things that just happened to cross our doorstep. The fact is, these are things that are real, vibrant, and they're affecting us right now. I just wonder how much, I hate to bring politics into it, but how much the Bush administration and others are aware of this, the possibility, and who they're talking to about it, because it seems like they've set up this country for no future.
Well, I'll tell you, when you look at the energy bill, which we'll discuss briefly after the break, you may think that they think there's going to be no tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to try and light my fire once more. Oh, my back door is open. Anyways, that's great news. I'll be back in a minute with Olaf Hagee here on the Proactive News. Oh.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey friends, Olaf and I are here to talk about the corn issue and the ethanol issue. We'll take a couple minutes to do that. We're towards the end of the show, so Olaf, go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, folks, that solar electric system they were just advertising there at 866-276-3975, try that. That's a great idea. I highly recommend anything like that to get yourself independent when the grid goes down, as it will. There's a million reasons why. This energy bill that they just passed and the president just signed, it's not a good energy bill. The president is wrong. If you increase ethanol by 600%, that's a sevenfold increase. We're using one-seventh of our corn right now to produce the ethanol. Obviously, this would mean 100% of all of our corn, which is our cattle feed and our dairy feed and so forth, would be used to produce ethanol for cars. This is ridiculous. You still wouldn't be supplying all of the fuel needs of our cars if you did that, and we'd be using up all of our corn. And the corn is our biggest single export product, I believe, and it's also obviously the heart of our food supply system. I think that these people are absolutely insane, unless, of course, Bill's right, and they know that something's about to happen to the earth, and they think, well, what difference does it make? None of this will ever happen. We'll never need to increase the ethanol because there won't be any cars left after Mars comes by. If these guys know what's coming, if they have some kind of inkling that something's about to happen, then it would make sense that they would pass totally idiotic energy bills like this that would only, if actually implemented, make the problem worse, because there's probably more energy going into making ethanol than we're getting out of it. This makes no sense at all. This program, this so-called energy bill, is just worthless. Raising the fleet average to 35 miles per gallon is meaningless when you consider the fact that that's just simply what they're offering for sale. It's not what people are buying. What people buy is a different issue entirely. They really need to regulate, if they were going to do this, the mileage per vehicle. What they really need to do is to outlaw the internal combustion engine unless it's in a hybrid vehicle or some vehicle that's getting at least 40, 50 miles per gallon or something. What we really need to do is what Tesla Motors is doing and put out an electric car that can get 250 miles of range, accelerate to 65 miles an hour, and I think it's 4.3 seconds or something. Just an amazing performance in an electric battery-powered vehicle. And using Hitachi's quick charge system, you can charge it in 3 or 4 minutes. I don't see why these guys don't do this. We have the technology. We could have done this years ago, technically. GM's got all kinds of sulfur air batteries and other designs that would solve the battery problem, and yet they're still advertising a battery with only 40 miles of range. Ridiculous.
It's almost as if they're planning for this catastrophe that I mentioned could happen, as if they're looking forward to it and they're planning ahead for it, Olaf. It really is.
Yeah, they don't really seem to care. These proposals they're making are totally insane. Of course, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and the president obviously are not the brightest lights in the on the Christmas tree this year.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's like you bring so much insight. I know we don't agree on everything, but the fact is we agree there's something going on. It's devastating. The consequences can reach an end-time scenario. It's like I hate to put it like that, but that's exactly what it appears like. And it's like the fact is people ought to pay attention. TheTimeQuest.com. TheTimeQuest.com is a great website. Folks, we're done for the day. Olaf, thank you so much again for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. God bless. And remember, God is in charge. He was, is, and will be yours. Put your faith in that.